This is episode number 1992 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, June 16th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
It is time for the Who Cares News with Morgan.
Well, Chloe's not going to let Courtney off the hook about her relationship.
We're still talking about these guys.
I know.
Jeez. I thought they were retired. I thought they were like going away. I thought they were moved to Hulu.
There's not a lot of stars doing
stupid
stuff.
We have to buy Hulu. We didn't have to buy E.
That's true. I'm waiting on other stars to do stupid stuff.
Okay.
And some of they're just dumb. But
Yeah. I think the world's like all enamored with Chrissy Teigen right now, and we're so over that. We're so over that. Enough.
Yeah. I finally read that the guy's post.
Michael Costello. The one
designer
who said he was suicidal.
Yes.
And then everybody else said, but he's a bully too. So it's like, who do you believe?
I don't know.
Who do you believe? But well, Chrissy Teigen is a bully. So
but her responses were like, they were pretty bad.
Anyway, we digress. We're talking about Kudike.
In a new sneak peek clip for the part one. Yes, I said part one. Because, you know, they can't just do one.
Yeah.
Part one of Keeping Up with the Kardashians reunion. Only, aren't reunions supposed to be like later?
It is later. We established that the series finale was shot 8 months ago.
Ugh.
And now this is now.
Well, host Andy
Kim's
Cohen...
Kim's been divorced since then.
That's true. Host Andy Cohen asked the sisters in a promo clip for the special about the relationship quotient on Kudike. I will say that Kim and I have this conversation really openly. We feel like we give so much, and maybe others aren't holding up their end of the deal, too.
Oh, my God.
According to Chloe.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought I'd recognize
apparently
that
alluding to Courtney's lack of sharing her relationships on Kudike the past
Who cares? Wah, wah, wah. I mean, she's done enough with Scott on that show.
Yeah.
And they don't have a relationship anymore, other than platonic. Well, maybe they are friends.
Filming's over. No reason
they
to be together
be
anymore.
Friends with
okay,
benefits.
Goodbye.
I don't know. Maybe they are.
Who knows?
I don't know.
So it sounds as if that was part of the deal breaking that went on a couple seasons back. You might recall when Courtney decided to not participate so much in the show.
Oh, that's right. When she was called
the least interesting looking of them all.
I remember that. And then she kind of backed off from the show for a while.
So instead, she had a 3-year relationship that was never covered on the show.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It wasn't the paparazzi.
Yeah, sure.
And so part one of the 2-part reunion special airs tomorrow night.
Oh, boy.
On E!
E! Wow, do we really want to see this? No, of course we don't want to see this. What am I saying? Who am I trying to fool here? No, we do not want to see this. But Andy Cohen, good for you. What I do understand, they're already shooting the next Kardashian show for Hulu already. They're already in production.
See, there's another show.
There's another show. They'll tell us after the reunion. I guarantee you, after the reunion and they're done with E!, that we'll find out because they'll be contractually available.
Is Ryan Seacrest involved at all?
I don't know. This is the mystery to me. Mm. If I was Momager, I'd say no.
Really?
Yeah. Why does she need him?
She doesn't.
She needed him in the beginning to get discovered. She doesn't need anybody now.
Maybe from royalty?
Well, maybe.
Maybe. I'm sure that... See, we're not even going to talk about Ben and Jen's kissing. Because why?
Why? We know. We know.
Yeah, we know.
We know. He's tapping that. We know that.
Shut up.
Well, he is.
God, you know, it was also just there until you just...
I had to ruin it. I know.
All right, so it's like a bad joke. J-Lo's ex walks into an apartment complex where Tom Cruise's ex also lives.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What?
That's exactly what happened on Sunday. When Alex Rodriguez was spotted stopping by the Manhattan apartment building that Katie Holmes calls home.
No.
But I'm sure there are people there call it home.
Yeah,
and
probably
other people that live there, he might know.
Just what a coincidence, though.
What a coinkydink.
What a coinkydink.
So fans filled in the blanks, albeit prematurely.
Of course.
And so are you ready for the punchline?
I'm ready for the punchline.
Katie's rep says she doesn't know him.
Imagine that.
So, yeah, at first you're thinking, this could be a coincidence. And then that, and then you think, me think they protest too much. And so then it's like, huh.
Huh.
What's going on here?
Huh.
The coincidence initially seemed like a saucy development in the aftermath
of
J-Rod's split. So, you know, when Alex was seen at Katie's place in New York over the weekend, you know, fans are speculating that he's actually there to meet up with her. But, you know, who knows?
Oh, they don't know each other. I do know this, though. Madison LaCroix said today that you're welcome, Bennifer Part 2.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my gosh.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
You know, Alex, see, on one hand, Alex should think, wow, I was like sloppy seconds.
Well, I think he's probably thinking right now, maybe he wasn't to blame.
Yeah,
remember that we hear that Bennifer have actually been talking since February.
Yeah.
And their relationship was kind of on the rocks and we didn't know it. But that might be the reason.
When was the Madison LaCroix thing?
Well, that was earlier and there was nothing to that because she's got a boyfriend. I mean, there was really nothing to that. But
I
don't know
if she has a boyfriend.
She was FaceTiming. They were right. Supposedly FaceTiming. I don't know. I don't know.
That was before February. I don't know. Timelines.
I don't know the particulars. I don't know any of the particulars. We should know this because, you know, this is what we do. But
see,
we don't know.
Sounds more, it's been sounding more like it was J-Lo.
I think it was J-Lo.
Who drew first kiss.
Who drew first
or
kiss.
first glance.
Oh,
or
my.
Something. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, that would be kind of like, you know, oh, I don't know. Halle Berry.
What was the word of the day? Apotheosis.
I don't know.
Static. Apotheosis. Something.
You should know. You're
where you admire parts of a person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, here it is.
Yeah.
Agastopia.
Agastopia. And the meaning is you admire part of somebody's
admiration
body.
Admiration of a particular part of someone's body. The visual enjoyment of the appearance of a specific physical aspect of another.
Agastopia for Halle Berry's eyes. That's safe. Is that not safe?
Sure.
That's safe.
I wasn't expecting eyes.
It's a radio show.
It's a family show.
It's not a family show, but it's a radio show. More Who Cares tomorrow while we get mired in our own little mess here. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.